At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Yes, the Home Squad are here as they are every Thursday afternoon to help with all your DIY woes. But today we are talking luxury. We're talking about marble and how to make the most of it in your home. 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number for your questions. Founder and creative director of Roisin Lafferty Design. Roisin is with us in studio. And Jennifer Sheehan, who is the Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year. Good afternoon to you both. How
Good
are we
afternoon.
Doing?
Sunshine.
Marble. What do we need to know, Roisin?
We need to know that it is possibly the most beautiful thing that we have access to. So it is nature's art, number one. So marble and natural stone comes from the ground, comes from the very earth we live in. And it's an absolute privilege that we are even able to take it and use it.
Right. How expensive is it? Like in terms of, is this the upper end of luxury?
No, because it lasts forever, you know, and you can get secondhand items really, really well. You can polish it because it's a full natural stone. So if there's a little chip in there or a little dent or something, it can crack a tiny bit, but it's easy to repair. It lasts forever. It looks
right.
Amazing.
So to my end, I thought marble was like really out of touch and very expensive. And I actually didn't even know you could reuse it and get it secondhand.
It's very expensive. Okay, that's the reality. It is expensive. It is an investment item. What I would say is think about fast fashion, like what you're saying there. This is an investment. So you go to any European city, look at their buildings, the exterior of their buildings. They've been around for hundreds of years. This is the longest lasting material that exists.
Okay.
So it's an investment. You need to love it. You need to love the piece that you're buying. It can be fixed. It can be refinished over and over again. It does cost money. And you need to invest in the right installation so that it lasts to the best of its ability. But it's forever.
Can you use it anywhere in the house?
Yeah, but it does need to be sealed. So it is a little bit porous. So if you're using it in a bathroom, for example, or, you know, if you want to put it on your kitchen floor or like your entryway, once it's sealed, you can absolutely use it anywhere. Once it's sealed and finished in the right way.
Well, we've a lot of listeners very curious about marble today. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. Going to fly through some of the questions. This texter is considering marble for their countertops, but worried that it may not be very durable. Will it scratch easy? And how does it hold up when you put hot pans, etc. on it?
So there's natural stone and then there's different densities of stone. So marble is one. Quartzite is another natural stone that is more durable again than marble. Mm. But the short answer is all of these things are suitable for kitchen counters.
Right.
There's something to bear in mind here. So marble is naturally more porous than quartzite. Quartzite is absolutely beautiful. I'm not talking about man-made quartz. I'm talking about natural quartzite, which most people would look at and think is marble.
Yeah.
It's just from different parts of the world. But that is really, really durable. You can put hot pans on that. In general, with any stone, man-made or real, acidic, like, for example, lemon juice or anything like that, if you leave it on it, like, you do need to mind it to a certain extent. That being said, there are lots of coatings you can put on it, but also I would argue that a natural patina that kind of develops over time is part of the character and beauty. Like if you walk around Paris, that's part of it. So it is totally suitable.
Now, Jenny, listener says, Jenny just mentioned you can get marble secondhand. I would love that. Any suggestions or thoughts on where I can go?
So I bought a secondhand sink for my upstairs bathroom on McCarran Supply. It was on Etsy. There's actually lots and lots of places on Etsy that you can find stuff as well. What I will say is when I'm buying something, I look for something that is either, you know, end of line or has like a tiny, tiny chip or tiny crack, because you can get it for buttons. And then you can get marble repair kits. So they just have, you know,
where
they match.
You
get them on Amazon online, or anywhere, right, or any hardware store. Go into a hardware store and ask. That's my favourite thing to do, is go into a good hardware store and get advice. But it's just a little tube of paste, and you basically fill the crack with it, and then you wipe it smooth, and then you let it set, and it's basically perfect. So you can get such good value with just, you know, for the price of fixing a tiny crack that you'll never see again.
How much more expensive is high quality marble compared to other natural stones like granite or quartz?
It depends on the piece. Like limestone and granite are, it depends on the rarity of the quarry where it comes from, for example. So it really is quite subjective. Also, prices can often go up the more popular something is at that moment. In general, limestone and granite will be often less expensive.
Okay. This texter is doing up their back garden. They're wondering, can they use marble outside, or would you need a different area?
No, you can use it outside.
Yeah. Isn't some people do their garden? It is for garden patios, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all about the adhesive you use and the structure that it's stuck to make sure that that's going to last. But also from a slip perspective, you can get things sandblasted and have different finishes, so it's less slippy.
Yeah, I know you're a big lover of marble. Like, do you notice, Roisin, that are people looking for this now when they're coming to you for design advice? And
every project. Like,
really? It's that popular, is it?
To me, though, it's just something that has so much beauty in it. It's almost like sourcing a piece of art.
Right.
And like, it's not necessarily about having it everywhere, but it's having it as your real key focus, you know, in certain spaces. And it's just so beautiful.
Roisin, you did a stairs, this green Connemara spiral stairs. And when I say that thing features in my dreams, like, it's the most beautiful thing
that
ever.
Isn't actually Connemara, but that's a Brazilian quartzite, but it's a carved spiral staircase in a house.
Marble.
And it's quartzite, but same. It looks absolutely stunning.
That was beautiful.
But the way that was crafted was brilliant. But for me, I absolutely adore the Irish green, the Connemara marble. There's one marble quarry left open in Ireland, and it's in Connemara, and it's Irish green. It's absolutely stunning. It looks like the Connemara landscape.
It's incredible.
Are you a marble fan?
Yeah, I love it. So for me, right, and this, I'm going to distill the art of interior design down to three things.
Yeah.
And that is marble, natural wood, and some beautiful metal, like a brushed brass or something. And that's it. I think those three things together are, for me, just, they always look amazing. They always look perfect. And of course, there's so much goes into getting the patterns that go well together with the, you know, the vein of the marble and the grain of the wood and everything. But those, I just think you can't go wrong with those three things together. They're just perfect.
087 1400 106. If you have a question for Roisin and Jenny today in the Home Squad, this listener is now this is sort of the thing I have, the latter part of this question interests me. Are there different costs in terms of installing marble, first of all?
Yeah. So to me, okay, a lot of people can get nice stone. Stone is available. For me, it's all about the implementation. So, you know, we specify things and bring them into projects. We're responsible for how they go. And realistically, the installation here is absolutely everything. So the price you get should always include that installation. I would be a bit nervous if installation isn't included, because the installation is where you can make or break. The stone is beautiful. We all know the stone's beautiful. Unless you've got someone who is really, really skilled and is going to install it to perfection at a really high quality in your house, it's not good enough.
Okay. So that has to be part of it.
Has to be. Yeah.
Somebody's wondering about, are there cheaper ways to install marble?
It's a false economy.
Has to be.
Like, the thing about it is, it's also like, let's bear in mind, this is really, really heavy. If you've got this on a wall and it's installed badly and it falls, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, this is serious. It has to be properly installed.
Are there specific cleaning products or sealers I should use?
Yeah, as Roisin said earlier, it's sensitive to acid, so you should always use a pH neutral soap. If you're washing it, just go pH neutral as much as you can. And then there is a sealant that it says you're recommended to seal it every kind of 18 months to 2 years. I'm just going to come out and say I've never sealed my sink since
really?
I bought
yeah,
it.
Okay.
So I don't want to be irresponsible, but that's the advice. And yeah, just make sure you get a marble sealant.
What's the dupe of marble? Like, what's what?
I'd say probably quartz. Is it like a Carrara quartz? Roberts or something.
I know Roisin's having a hernia and
I spent my morning in Miller Brothers looking at about 300 slabs of different stone. So to me, I'm like, don't fake something, do something different.
Yeah, but if it's really unaffordable for like a domestic small house,
then don't use it and buy a
nice. I like the look of it. I just know I can't afford it.
No, but maybe have like a small, nice table or have like an element of it in a different way. Because the thing is, once you start to replicate it in a false version, it's not it.
Right.
So I think have beautiful tiles, have stunning timber, and then bring marble in a lovely tray or in a plinth or in a side table. Like, don't fake it to be something it's not.
Right. Do I need to seal it or anything to prevent staining or damage? Is this something I can actually do myself?
I wouldn't, because I agree with Roisin. If you're going to spend the money on it, it's better to get it done well. But having said that, sealant is not the hardest thing in the world. It's a liquid that you pour and make sure you get every part on and you let it soak in and it kind of dries away. It's not the worst. But to fix it, it can chip because marble, it's strong, but it has the way the crystalline structure of it is and the tensile strength that it has means if you drop something really hard and sharp on it, it can... a little shard can chip off, but that can be polished out pretty easily. Okay. So maintenance isn't the hardest thing in the world.
Now, two quick questions. I'd love to use marble in my house. I've no idea where to start. Should I go for polished or honed marble?
For me, it's always honed. It's a personal preference. I think polished still looks a bit glitzy. And I actually think...
What does honed marble mean?
Honed, it's almost like a matte finish. Yeah, so to me, you see the veins and stuff a lot nicer. Polished looks can look a bit fake, but it's personal preference.
And this texter, I'm about to start a bathroom renovation. Can I use marble in bathrooms without worrying about moisture damage? Will marble be affected by the humidity?
If you get it sealed, it'll be fine.
Perfect for bathrooms.
Okay. Somebody's wondering, is Kilkenny marble still available?
Kilkenny limestone or Kilkenny marble, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. One of the limestones is only available through Belgium. Don't quote me on that.
Right. Okay. I have quartz, and if tea spills in it or the kids leave a tea bag on it, how can I clean that?
Okay, I have quartz too, and I'm really sorry because I was advised not to do this, but I use bleach and it's been fine.
Really?
Do you know what? Actually,
if you do that, don't contact the home squad.
Do you know what the best thing is?
That's
genuinely is SIF, or I know it's SIF. GIF.
Yeah, what
it's brilliant.
Those. Okay, Jenny Sheehan and Roisin Lafferty, thanks a million today for joining us on the home squad. Whatever your marble questions, queries, get them into us. The email, if we missed it, is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.